BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Severe weather in the southwest of the United States and northern Mexico has killed at least 19 people and caused widespread destruction. Most of the confirmed deaths are in the Mexican border city of Acuña, which was hit by a tornado. Our America's Desk editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
At least 16 people have died in Acuña after the city was hit by a tornado in the early hours of Monday. Hundreds of homes were destroyed. In Texas, 3 people are known to have died. Another 12 are reported missing after their holiday home was swept away by flood water. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, said it was the worst flooding the state has seen. In Oklahoma, a firefighter died when he was swept into a storm drain.
The Russian military has begun a massive exercise involving around 250 aircraft and air defense systems. A defense ministry statement said around 12,000 soldiers are taking part in the 4-day drill. It also said that long-range Russian bombers would launch cruise missiles at practice targets in a region 1,000 kilometers east of Moscow. Caroline Wyatt reports from the Russian capital.
The Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has said that in order to prepare for a bigger strategic exercise later this year, the country's supreme commander-in-chief, President Vladimir Putin, had decided to check the combat readiness of the aviation group and air defense forces in the central military district. The exercise is part of a series of Russian military maneuvers taking place as tensions with the West rise over Russia's actions in Ukraine.
The British Prime Minister David Cameron has had talks with the European Union Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker on reforming the EU and renegotiating the UK's relationship with it. The governing Conservative Party has pledged to hold a referendum on continued British membership of the EU by the end of 2017. Here's Chris Mason.
The list of potential changes that might be sought is long, from reforming the common agricultural policy to benefits restrictions, the role of national parliaments to the EU's ultimate aims. There'll be more shaking of hands, twisting of arms and sharing of food for the Prime Minister later this week as he travels to Denmark, the Netherlands, France, Poland and Germany to make the case for change.
6 people in Guinea have been put in isolation in prison after being accused of travelling in a taxi with the corpse of a relative who died of the Ebola virus. The head of the Ebola Response Coordination Team said the corpse was seated upright, dressed in a t-shirt, jeans and sunglasses, and that it was sandwiched between 3 others in the back seat. The 6 people would be put in quarantine for 21 days before they appear in court, accused of violating the country's current state of emergency. BBC News. American warplanes have scrambled to escort a transatlantic Air France flight to New York following an anonymous threat. The U.S. military said 2 F-15 fighters shadowed the flight from Paris after a caller warned of a chemical weapons threat. Later, an FBI spokesman said a search revealed no hazards. An increase in international aid for the very poorest countries has been called for by the campaigning organization ONE. The group says that without an increase in aid, new global goals for eradicating extreme poverty by 2030 are unlikely to succeed. Mike Waldridge reports.
The campaign group says that the new global goals, which could set out the roadmap to end extreme poverty, due to be agreed at the UN this September, will be worth little if leaders fail to back them with an ambitious financing plan. ONE says its analysis shows that donor support for the least developed countries continues to fall, even though it's in these countries that those who live on less than the extreme poverty benchmark of $1.25 a day are increasingly to be found.
Bulgaria, Greece and Turkey have agreed to establish a joint centre for border police and customs control as part of their efforts to tackle common challenges like illegal immigration. Bulgaria's Interior Minister, Rumyana Bachvarova, said the agreement guarantees closer cooperation between the 3 countries.
We reached the conclusion that despite the obvious differences in economic development and geographical characteristics, all 3 countries face the same challenges, which are migration, organized crime and terrorism.
The world's most valuable football club, Real Madrid, had sacked its coach, the Italian Carlo Ancelotti, after failing to win any major trophies this season. Last year, he led Real to a record-breaking 10th victory in the European Champions League. BBC News.